Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt in San Francisco. Good morning. Bay Area officials and transportation advocates are meeting today to begin work they hope will lead to a regional ballot measure to raise money for transit and street improvements. KQED's Dan Brecke reports.
The looming reality for the Metropolitan Transportation Commission's new select committee is the fiscal cliff threatening Muni, BART, and other agencies. An effort in the state legislature to authorize a 2026 regional tax measure fell apart last month amid disputes over how money from the tax would be handled. Select Committee Chair Jim Spearing of Solano County says the new panel will start with some basic questions.
It's just a matter of finding out from each one of the counties, are they committed to solving this fiscal cliff? The answer is yes. And number two is, you know, what has to be in this measure for your support?
The panel will meet through this fall to craft a new ballot proposal. I'm Dan Brecke, KQED News.
Retired San Francisco city employees say the mayor's budget proposal will weaken their healthcare plan. Today, a supervisors committee plans to consider changing insurance providers for former city workers from United Healthcare, the largest Medicare network in the country, to Blue Shield. Fred Sanchez is a former deputy fire chief.
United Healthcare has a much larger network, so there's more doctors available, and it might be the difference of driving 100 miles or just waiting a lot longer to get that appointment.
San Francisco's health service system says any changes to plans would still provide the same coverage, deductibles, and copays. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.